Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
802 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giulio with you. Tucker behind the glass. John Johnson, the updates. You guys with us. 888-729-9494. As we dig out from the debris that was the press conference at Citizens Bank Park today, as the Phillies tried to explain the firing of Gabe Kapler and tried to make us feel better, I suppose, about the future of this organization. I'm not sure they did it. In fact, I know they didn't for me. Let's see what Scott Lauber, who asked at least one really good question that I heard and I was hoping would be asked about the relationship between a manager and a GM. There was a lot today. Scott Lauber from Inquirer.com was there for it. Scott, how you doing tonight, bud?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm trying to kind of work through my emotions here. So this Phillies season, man, it was disappointing, and then it's taken a turn here. Scott, what did you make of the tone today of what you heard? Because here, I'll tell you what I was hoping for. I was hoping for something, you know, maybe a new reason or a good reason why they decided, okay, Gabe wasn't the guy and what they were looking for in the next leader. And I was hoping to feel good about their direction moving forward. And instead, I heard a team tell me about September collapses and not really understanding that they didn't have much to work with in September in each year. And then I also heard a team that just doesn't feel like they're on the same page, Scott.
There wasn't a whole lot of baseball conversation, was there?
No.
There was a lot of, like, business talk and business speak and sort of chain of command-ish sort of conversation. And I know why that was. I mean, there's some palace intrigue going on here when the general manager and the team president advocate to keep the manager, and then the owner, managing partner, takes 10 days to deliberate and ultimately goes against what those guys want. You've got to ask yourself, what's going on here? And so I guess they had to kind of address that a little bit, and I thought they got sort of down into the weeds a little bit too much, you know, for all the questions that I had going in about what's going on? What's the hierarchy? Who's making the decisions? I have more. Well, I don't. I've gotten total clarity now. It's John Middleton, which leads me to ask, why are the other two guys there? Why were they even up there today? He had to explain a decision that he made. He tried to do that. I don't really know that he did, other than to say I couldn't get past two bad Septembers, and their problems are more than that. I mean, it's more than two bad Septembers. That just doesn't happen, and you say, well, that's the problem. We'll change the manager and fix September. So just a lot of questions that I went in with that I just didn't get answers to.
Yeah, none of us did. And instead we got the truth, which is John Middleton. It's a John Middleton production now. And, Scott, you've been around and covered baseball for a long time. You covered the Red Sox along with the Phillies over the past decade or so. And look, we know this happens sometimes. Owners get involved and they put their stamp on things. But this feels like more than that. And, Scott, the one that I kept coming back to as I watched this today was it felt like we're watching a guy in John Middleton who wants to be and hopes to be some, you know, kind of similar to what George Steinbrenner used to be. But number
right.
one, the game has changed. And number two, it's almost like people forget that George Steinbrenner and the Yankees didn't truly take off and become a dynasty until he kind of got out of the way and actually allowed his baseball people to make decisions on how to build their roster the right way. So there's almost this revisionist history. With, oh, we have Steinbrenner 2.0. That might not be a great thing.
No, I think you want to be more Hal Steinbrenner than you want to be George Steinbrenner,
yes,
these days at least. And you know, it's funny because I guess it's been trending in this direction, and we just haven't seen it, or it's been so gradual that it's built to this that it's been gradual enough that we haven't noticed it all right away. But look, you know, you know, if you're a Phillies fan, you love John Middleton because he wants to win, and you know he wants to win. He's made that clear. He wants his bleeping trophy back, and he's going to spend the money that it takes to get it back. And in March or late February, when he flew out to Vegas and met with Bryce Harper, and then they signed Harper a few days later, you know, you accepted that as a Phillies fan because you said, that's what I want my owner to do. I want my owner to get on a plane, go out there, and close a deal. And I didn't think too much of it because this is what, you know, I thought John Middleton explained that rather well today, that when you're talking about a free agent signing of that magnitude, Of course the owner is involved. Of course it rises to that level. Scott Boras appeals to owners when he negotiates for his clients. It doesn't matter whether he's dealing with Brian Cashman or some kid right out of business school. He goes over their head and goes to the owner because he knows the owner controls the purse strings and not the general manager. It's how you do business with Scott Boras. So when Middleton got on that plane, I thought, well, this is how it's done. You know, it's a Boras deal. It's a huge free agent deal. Of course he's going to be involved. Good for him. You applaud the owner. Not enough owners in the game want to win. This guy wants to win. Good for him. And then, you know, and then we get to August, and now he's coming down off the top rope to change the hitting coach, and you're like, well, that's odd. You know, it seems to be kind of an odd thing for the owner to get involved in at that level to fire the hitting coach midseason. But okay, you know, he's clearly not happy with how the season's going, and he wants change, and maybe he wants to lean on his front office a little bit. And then this happens, and now you're like, whoa, you know, the owner is involved at a level where, you know, maybe, I mean, this is beyond wanting to be involved in baseball decisions. This is overruling your baseball people, and that's never a good thing, I don't think, for an ownership to do. I think if you're overruling your baseball people often enough, you should bring in other baseball people. And I wrote this afternoon. Hopefully it's online, or it will be very shortly. You know, I kind of along the lines of the question that I asked toward the end of the press conference about, will Matt Klentak be the one to choose this general manager? Because if he's not, why is he still here? And I've been thinking back a lot over the last 24, 48 hours to 2011 when I was covering the Red Sox, and they fired Terry Francona, and they go to the general manager's meetings in November, and Ben Cherington was the GM. He wanted Dale Swaim to be the next manager, and he interviewed five people, including Swaim, brought him to the GM meetings to meet with the owners, and that was supposed to seal the deal. So they all go out to lunch in Milwaukee where the meetings are being held, and they come back from lunch, and everyone's expecting an announcement, and instead Cherington says, we're going to continue our search. And you're like, okay, well, obviously the owners, you know, vetoed his pick. A few weeks later, they hire Bobby Valentine. Well, Valentine and Cherington never meshed. The season was a disaster in 2012. And a year later, they were firing another manager and hiring a new one. And this time they let Cherington make the pick. He ended up picking John Farrell. They win the World Series. Now, it's not as simple as, you know, you let the GM pick the manager and you win the World Series. But I think the lesson there is, you know, your GM and your manager have got to be on the same page. They have got to be sort of symbiotic. And if Matt Klentak's not going to be allowed to make this pick, and it's probably the last pick he's going to get, he's got to get this one right, then he shouldn't be here. You should hire somebody else to come in, make your baseball decisions for you, and hire the new manager. But, you know, if John Middleton's going to, you know, get involved in this and, you know, say, I want this guy, not this guy, or this guy, not that guy, then that's trouble.
It is. Scott Lauber, Inquirer.com, joining us here. It is trouble. And I would feel better about it trending in the right direction, Scott, if we saw a strong United front today. It didn't feel like we saw that. It was mostly John Middleton trying to business speak his way through a baseball conversation. And then, Scott, were you surprised? Like, obviously, they couldn't pretend what's been reported isn't true, that there was some dissent and that it was mostly Matt Klentak that wanted Gabe Kapler back. But they were very open about that, more than I thought they would be, to the point where there were points, Scott, today where Matt Klentak was still defending Gabe Kapler. He's not here anymore. He's not their manager. I just thought it was telling that even after he's gone, even after they've come out together, you still felt like Klentak, in the midst of the way he talked, you could tell he wasn't on board with this.
Yeah, I mean, he basically wrote a love letter to Gabe Kapler right there at the table. I mean, he was talking about what a great communicator he is and what a great leader he is and, you know, how big a fan of his he is and all the things we know. I mean, we know this because he's told us this for 2 years. So, yeah, we get it. You know, you're a big fan of Gabe Kapler, but as you said, I mean, Gabe Kapler wasn't downstairs in the office, in the manager's office anymore. That office is empty. You need to find a new manager, and on board or not on board, you gotta either move on here or, you know, if I'm Matt Klentak, I'm wondering to a certain extent, what does my owner want in the next manager, and how do I please him, and how do I find a choice, make a choice, or present a choice to him that he's going to approve of? And I don't think that's good either. I think you want Matt Klentak picking who he thinks is the best pick and not worrying about whether he's going to get overruled or not. And he's been overruled on the last two decisions regarding personnel. Look, I don't lump the Harper thing in with this. As I said, I think that owners would be involved at that level, but Malian and Kapler certainly, he's been overruled by his owner, and the next big decision is going to be the next manager, and what's he thinking? You know, it's like you've been told you're wrong twice, and you don't want a third strike against you, so you got to get someone the owner's going to like. I want someone that the general manager's going to like, that he's going to get along with, that he's going to feel like he's got a good relationship with, or like I said, he shouldn't be here. And we can talk, you know, it's probably, you know, another show or another segment where we could talk about whether Matt Klentak deserves to make this pick. But Middleton keeps saying that Klentak's, Matt's going to lead the search and Matt's going to do the initial part of the search. And, you know, Matt did a good job last offseason. I compared him to Branch Rickey, for crying out loud. And if he thinks that highly of Matt Klentak and trusts him that much, well, this has got to be his decision.
It does. Unfortunately, I don't think he trusts him that much, which is a problem here. Scott, is there a moment or something that sticks out to you where you think this started to go wrong for the Phillies? Because I'll take you back to when they hired Klentak and they decided, okay, we're at the bottom of baseball. We've bottomed out. We need to go deep in analytics. Young GM eventually became Gabe Kapler as the manager. I was excited about the kind of open-ended possibilities of how good they could get with a payroll that you knew one day would grow exponentially. And this hit me during the season, Scott. I don't know why they did this, but it feels like, to me, they went in too early. Like, they went for this goal of being the quickest rebuild, and you watch the depth of their team compared to other teams. I don't think they were ready. And Bryce Harper or Manny Machado, that was a rare thing, so I think they should have shot for those guys anyway. But it feels like they tried to get good and playoff-worthy before their organization was ready, and it's led to this. That's the way I view it.
Yeah, there might be something to that. I mean, look, they'll tell you that the way they finished the 2017 season, when Hoskins came up and had that home run binge, and the way they finished fairly strong, then they bring in Kapler, and look, the first half of 2018 goes way better than anyone expected. And I think that what you have there is that maybe they got a little overinflated opinion of themselves and how close they were. I agree with you. I think last offseason was an offseason they had to strike. It was a free agent class that you don't see very often. It was a star they had to have. They made a trade for Real Muto. That was a trade they felt like they had to make at the time. And the year that he had doesn't prove anything otherwise. So, you know, I think they did some things last year to maybe kind of accelerate the timetable before they were ready. I've said before, I think they spent last offseason building their core. And now they spend this offseason, aside from, you know, I mean, they have to basically knock down their pitching staff, aside from maybe Hector Neris and Aaron Nola, and rebuild it, and that's a huge thing. But I think in general, they have to build their depth. Now that they've built their core, I think they have to build their depth. And you know, so that's one area. I think that, I wonder sometimes whether they've gone from an organization that was completely illiterate about analytics to one that is sort of gone too far to the other extreme toward analytics, you know, and whether there's a middle ground that they have to strike. They certainly haven't done a great sales job. You know, I thought one of the things that you heard a lot today was, you know, Matt Klentak talking about how analytics, you know, it's a tough sell in this market. I'm paraphrasing. I forget exactly how he phrased it. But, you know, it shows you that it's a guy who's not a Philadelphian who's trying to still understand this market and what sells here and how you have to convey a message to a public that kind of doubts you until you have success. So I wonder about a lot of things, their processes and whether that, you know, whether their decisions, you know, in the middle and bottom half of their roster have been good ones, because they don't have the depth that they need. And it just seems like they've got a lot of work to do in that area. There's a reason why they weren't able to overcome the injuries they had, and teams like the Yankees and the Indians to a certain extent were. It's because those teams just had better depth, and the Phillies need to really work on that.
There's no question. Scott Lauber joining us, Inquirer.com. Scott, all right, the next story now, after we kind of sort through our emotions from today, is who the heck's going to manage this baseball team? And, Scott, I found it telling. My guess is he meant Joe Maddon, but we can just all have our own guess. When John Middleton today spoke about who they're going to look for and how this search will go, he and I'm paraphrasing now, but he referenced that they know already that they might not be number one on somebody's list. That didn't inspire much confidence in me. Where do you think this search leads to? There's like four or five obvious veteran manager names. Buck Showalter seems to be the most simple one to kind of slide in here. What do you think about this search?
Yeah, I think when, you know, and the Phillies are not alone in this, when teams generally fire their manager, they look for the opposite. So that's why everyone's talking about experienced candidates, guys with long resumes like Girardi and Showalter and Madden, and then there are other connections beyond that, like the fact that Showalter's obviously got relationships with McPhail and Klentak and Ned Rice, and the fact that someone like Dusty Baker has worked for McPhail and managed Bryce Harper, and so that's why his name has come up. And I do tend to think that they're going to go for an experienced manager instead of trying to dig up another first-time candidate who they think is going to be successful. But I don't think that they're going to limit their conversations to just, you know, older, experienced guys. You heard John Middleton today say somewhere out there there's the next Craig Counsell, and that's true. You know, whether it's, you know, any of the hot first-year, you know, or candidates without any experience, like, you know, Raul Ibanez, or, you know, who I know has said he's not ready to manage yet. Or, you know, I think people have talked about, you know, for a while now, you know, Joe McEwing is a name that's come up in different circles, not necessarily Philly circles. But, you know, there are always those. Joey Cora, brother of Alex Cora, is another one who for some time now has been viewed as a guy who could be a good up-and-coming manager candidate, Dusty Wathen, for that matter. So, you know, I think that, you know, that they're going to probably explore candidates like that. But ultimately, I think they want experience. I think they want a guy who's going to come in and sort of be the opposite of Gabe Kapler. Here are the rules. Here's how we do things. Here's how we run our clubhouse. Here's how we run our team. Bring a little more structure. Bring a little bit more discipline. Middleton said he spoke to Kapler back in July about the hustle issue and how he was handling that. And I got to go back and piece together the timeline, but I think very shortly after that was where he made an example of Michael Franco for not hustling. And we all wondered, you know, why Franco and not Segura and this and that. So if that was a topic of conversation in July, it starts to make a little bit more sense. So if that's what you want, you know, a manager who's got a little bit more gravitas, who's got a little bit more of a name and a resume and experience and a structure and a philosophy, then guys like Showalter and Girardi, and if Madden's headed to the Angels, they can cross him off the list. But Dusty Baker, those are the kind of guys that they're going to have to go after. And I'll tell you, if that's what they're going to do, they're going to have to spend some money because, you know, you don't get those guys cheap.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.